Good morning. Last week, we covered the importance of the energy transition and supplying the rest of the world with oil and gas or energy in general under any kind of forms for the requirements of the developing world to be able to get out of poverty and into middle class and reach a standard of living that is close to what we and the European Union and North America enjoy today. Today, I wanted to focus on the role of the US in this particular transition. Nothing could be more pointed than what is happening in the US today in terms of what are really the choices going forward. We have a cold spell across most of the country, and because of that, we're experiencing rolling blackouts in a lot of different places, not just California anymore, but also even Texas for the first time in a decade. It highlights the fact that the energy transition is something very delicate. The balance between different forms of energy is very important, and the policies that we pursue are critical, not just to the United States, but for the rest of the world. We in the developed world, and we in the US particularly, compared to the rest of Northern Europe or the European Union in general, have the advantage of having very large resources. We are the largest producer of natural gas in the globe. We're self-sufficient in oil. We have plenty of coal, and we are proudly at the forefront of technological development for renewables. So all this matters, and the policies that we adopt here will have an impact on the rest of the world. We can affect the rest of the world at least in two ways. The first one is to address our own consumption needs. And in this, the energy transition will be very, very critical. What we do, the policies we require in order to supply ourselves with the energy that we need in our country will determine what we are able to do for the rest of the world. We are now have policies that are based on waste. And we have to find a way to bring our consumption under control in order to be able to satisfy our own needs in a rational manner. At the moment, we have changes, and the policies don't always match the aspirations. As an example, California suffers from regular rolling blackouts, and perversely enough, the first month of this year, we increased our coal production. We probably increased our emissions while we are aspiring to do exactly the opposite. So we're going to have to find a way to manage our consumption much better. We also have to manage our production of all energy forms with a view to what is the real cost and what is the real damage. And when I talk about costs, it's not simply financial costs, but also costs to society. Those policies that we adopt will have an impact on the rest of the world as well. Because we are currently self-sufficient on oil, largest gas producer in the world, and at the forefront of technologies for renewables. And all the things that we do here will have an impact on the rest of the world. For natural gas in particular, it continues to be one of the two choices for the rest of the world and for the US as well. Until renewables come into their own, and that's going to take some time. So we have the luxury of being able to pay more for our energy than the rest of the world because we develop countries with high GDP per capita. The rest of the world doesn't have this choice. So they're going to be presented with two options realistically today, which is coal and gas, and America will play a very, very significant role in this. For us, at Tellurian, we continue to be convinced that for at least another two or three decades, gas will play a central role, will be short on a structural basis for a long time, and therefore will be able to sell gas on a global basis for a long time. Thank you.
Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, renewable energy issues, future demand for natural gas and LNG, related economic developments, and the prospects for Tellurian's business. These statements involve a number of known and unknown risks, which may cause actual results to differ materially from expectations expressed or implied in the forward-looking statements. These risks include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31, 2019, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of February 16, 2021, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.